It's the MMA Insider. MMA Insider. The inside scoop and hardcore fight talk from the experts. Now, here's your hosts, Steve Cofield and Adam Hill.
So we were just talking about crazy people during the break in college basketball. Adam, you see any update on Jason Mayhem Miller? How's he doing?
He's usually wonderful. He's usually doing great.
Did you guys get a look at this video? We'll tweet it out at some point. For some reason, he's got some video set up in the backyard. He's got a TV box, I don't know, like a 40, 50-inch TV. I don't even know what he says. He says something, and then it looks like he takes a brand-new TV and just throws it in his pool. And you're like, I mean, is it like the biggest sin ever? No, but he's such a weirdo.
It's classic mayhem, though.
He's such a weirdo. He just got off on recent charges, claims that he was terrorizing some woman. And can I tell you the thing that got me the most? Was he's that neighbor? Like, who are the worst neighbors with pools in this city? The ones who don't take care of them, first world problems, but the ones who don't take care of them, they're green, and then there's flies everywhere. He's got a green pool. If you want to throw a TV, I love TVs, but if you want to throw a TV in a pool, green pool, really? Like, he doesn't have his life together enough to get a pool guy.
Do you expect Mayhem Miller to have a pool guy or to skim the pool himself? Like, get out the cleaning supplies and do that stupid vacuum thing that goes around?
I actually want to look back on, was
his
it
name
a,
is Mayhem.
Was it HBO, right, that did the report on him? That got really scary?
Oh, yeah.
Real Sports. And I want to see if the pool was still good then or if his life has come so unraveled that he's got a great pool now.
Because it didn't stand out to me in the piece, and they were in his backyard.
Yeah, it's one of those green pools that's just, like, filled with garbage now. And now it has a TV.
But is the green worse than the completely empty, just dirty pool?
Yes. Because the green's a hazard.
Well, so is the empty one somebody can fall in.
Well, but the green in, especially in areas like that have moisture, then you get mosquitoes. And, these are real problems.
It's funny that you guys are keying in on the pool as to why he's a bad neighbor. You remember a couple years back when the SWAT team was sitting outside of his house all day?
Well, many times. But there's one that was, very well documented.
That's kind of the hidden gem in the story, Brett. Thanks for taking us behind the curtain there.
We can take these SWAT calls, but that green pool, that's what's got to get out of here.
Well, the SWAT call is like, it's over. Like, it's one night, and then it's over. Like, we're good. The green pool is always there.
Yep.
It doesn't go away, and it keeps attracting.
You know what would actually be a great story? Yeah. Magazine story? Talking to people who tried to sell houses in that neighborhood. How much lower did it lower the price of their home?
I'm sure it lowered it. Found out. Yes. Yes. Believe me. We won't even get into the situation.
I'm sure realtors just say, there's a professional athlete that lives there.
Yeah, he's great. SWAT team was here last week, 3 weeks before that.
Former TV star.
On the local show, I had a discussion about neighbors up the street who had a bunch of cars, and lots of them didn't have license plates on them, and I called it an epidemic, and I got laughed at. You know what it turns out? They actually were squatting in the house, and there were like 8 cars. People were squatting in that house.
Wow.
Yep.
I'm fascinated by squatters. I think it's an awesome plan. I mean, obviously, if it happens to my house, it would suck.
Haven't you had it happen in your neighborhood? Didn't someone steal all the tires off a car in your neighborhood?
Well, that's not squatting, though.
But, I mean, that's the kind of neighborhood you're in, so.
Jess and I did go look at the house that we're building right before coming over here, and we noticed that our upstairs window was just completely left open. So
somebody's living there for sure.
So hopefully we...
Wow, that'd be cool.
Hopefully no one's squatting.
Bring in a story next week,
as
please.
We're talking about this right now.
Green pool, squatters, this is great. All right, picks for this weekend. I don't know why we're delaying spending so much time on Mayhem Miller, but Vitor Belfort. This is pretty nuts. The numbers come down a little bit. I love the story on both sides. We know Vitor is a deflated version of what he was for 15 years, that he appeared to be, and he was caught multiple times, just flowing with a creative mix of supplements. He looks terrible physically now.
Have you seen him this week? Is it in Brazil?
That is something to look for. Explain that.
Brazilian Belfort is a much different Belfort than American Belfort.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the new testing, you never know what's going to happen.
Yep.
Well, and I looked at the USADA records, and he'd only been tested. He'd given 2 samples, which, as we know, is basically 1 test in 2017. So this entire year, as he's been coming up,
how can a guy like that not be tested all the time?
He's probably. I mean, what those numbers suggest is that he's been tested 1 time.
Ugh.
And he's a guy with his history, who is towards the end of his career, probably thinking, "Oh, if I got caught, then that's it. I'm done."
You know? Right. How many times have we seen that, too?
Seems like under an intelligent testing protocol that he would be tested a lot more than once.
Too random? The testing is too random?
They zig when everybody thinks they're going to zag? Is that what you're saying? Yeah. Like, oh, everyone thinks we're going to test Vitor, so we're just not at all?
I think it's good. Huh? Smart.
Completely ridiculous.
And well thought out process.
The great thing here is he's fighting a guy that everyone a couple of months ago said, oh, poor Kelvin Gastelum. The bosses are going to make him fight at middleweight. And I remember saying at the time, I'm like, he'll be fine at middleweight. Everyone gets caught up on this weight cut stuff and the size. He's a skilled dude. He's a strong little guy. He'll be fine. His hands are great. You know, he won the 85 title on tough. He'll be fine. He's going to be fine in this fight, isn't he?
Oh, in this fight, yeah. When you're talking about trying to win a title, which Michael Bisping is the champion of that weight class, so, I mean, anything can happen.
Adam, have you ever asked anyone numbers-wise? You're the analytics guy.
What are you pointing at me?
Sportsbooks. Would Gastelum be favored over Bisping?
I haven't checked on that, but I imagine he would.
He would.
His power number is very high.
I'm pretty sure he would.
Yeah.
That is amazing! That is amazing!
Well, there's about 9 guys in the division that will be favored over him, though.
Which is also amazing.
Yeah. I do think he'll run into some trouble. Like,
maybe that's what Eddie Bravo said to Bisping, that Kelvin Gastelum could beat you, and the boards have him favored.
I would like to know, actually. Now you've got me curious as to what started that whole thing.
I keep cutting you off, Kev.
No, I can't remember. You've done it so many times, I can't remember what I was going to say.
Gastelum shot in this fight that he should be able to win, even if Belfort is Brazilian Belfort.
Yeah, well, the thing about Belfort is the last two fights he's had, what are they... Who were they against, Adam? Jacare, and then the one before that was who? Can't remember.
I'm trying to look it up right now.
But I just remember for back-to-back fights.
Musasi. Yeah.
And he looked like he didn't even have any kind of plan or any kind of blitzing strategy whatsoever. No. I think he threw a couple punches, and if I'm remembering these correctly, but it was like the Vitor blitz, as we've come to know it, is like literally good for maybe 2 seconds.
Right, but
these days.
Vitor blitz was chemically enhanced.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean,
he's very, very dumb.
It was never an actual like wow, this guy's really good early. It was, I mean, to the point of it was almost like he was shooting something up that was just gonna wear off like halfway through the first round, and he just knew like I got it. I got 2.5 minutes. Let me just see if I can get this fight over with.
Do you ever in an evil way miss the TRT Vitor?
No, I mean, I think everybody knows my feelings on Vitor. No, yeah. I don't like him winning fights. It's ridiculous.
Well, you also don't like him because he's a holy roller, and there's nothing worse in those cases when someone is just pure evil.
There's nothing worse to me than a person who falls back on their religion and uses it as a weapon against you to say, how can you question me? I believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so what? Like, that doesn't mean that you're not cheating. So when the question was asked, well, you are, it appears that you're bending the rules or you're doing this. No, I believe in God. Oh, but it seems like, you failed this test and you failed this test. Yeah, but I believe in God. Like, stop it. And then goes after people for, you're questioning a believer. Like, yeah, it's a question about sports. And he uses it as a weapon against people to try to, intimidate and strike back at them. And it's ridiculous.
He's a morally bankrupt dude, and he's been that way for, most of the 15, 18 years. In the sport. Anything else on this card really interest you? Mauricio Hua kind of playing out the string here.
Mm-hmm.
135 against John Volante. That's a drop down in terms of quality of fight. Barboza and Dariush.
That's a good fight.
Yep.
That's a very good fight. And Ray Borg and Jussier da Silva flyweight fight. That's a good fight as well.
Rematch of, wasn't this the most recent knee gate? Knee down. Can you hit him? Tim Means and Cowboy Oliveira. Means 240.
I mean, based on what we saw in that fight, Means was, if I'm remembering correctly, it was having his way before it got disqualified, right? I think 240 is probably pretty fair.
It's probably fair. And by the way, when you talked about the Shogun and Volante fight, I think that there's probably value in betting Volante as an underdog. I think Hua is obviously more accomplished. He's more talented. But at this point in his career, I know it's Brazil, but I don't know how much Hua has left to be a favorite, even though it's a slight favorite. I don't love the fight, but I think Volante as an underdog is probably worth a shot.
You are a resident Kevin Lee expert who he believes, not you, Kevin Lee believes he should be fighting top 5 guys now. He's fighting Trinaldo, who could be somewhere between 38 and 58. I don't know. He looks old. But he's 160. Any stories around Lee? Obviously, a fight he cannot afford to lose because he's already suffered one upset.
Yeah, he's And I think that helps in a case like this where, you know, he knows that too many times he's gotten ahead of himself and thought about the next fight and talked about the fight down the road. So I think I don't worry as much about, you know, potential upsets in cases like that. It's betting favorites, basically what I would consider a road favorite, somebody fighting in Brazil, that's, you know, somebody going against a Brazilian in Brazil as a favorite, I don't love. So I don't love the matchup. It's like betting road favorites in, you know, in a sports bet. But I think Kevin Lee is incredibly talented. You know that I think he's on his way to being one of the top fighters in the world. And, of course, as you said, he believes that as well. And real quick, I think Barbosa is now lobbying to fight Tony Ferguson with a win, if I saw that correctly. So
Smart of him to do. Every lightweight should be calling out Tony right now.
Of course.
Every single one of them should be calling out Tony Ferguson.
Come full circle, no trust in Belfort as a dog at like 320, 300. None?
No.
I can't.
Wow.
I
got silent.
I think if you can give me $4, give me a plus $4, I take a shot. But I don't think he has much of, I don't know what his path to victory is.
All right.
Gastelum has a good chin, you know? He's a young, he's 24? He's a young guy, durable.
Frankly, if he's smart, Brett.
Steve loves him.
I love him. If he's smart, he should just stay on the outside, throw with him for 2 minutes, and then I think the thing for me with Belfort, the whole PED thing, I think is almost more mental than physical.
I did too.
I think mentally he has checked out, and he gives up after like a minute.
I agree.
It's this mental elixir.
A lot of quit in him at this point in his career.
And I thought for a while it happened to Overeem, but he's had a good comeback. But it happens to guys, you know. They just lose it. By the way, Tough Enough also has a card this weekend in town, the Downtown Showdown at the Downtown Las Vegas Event Center. What's up on the site right now?
Go listen to that Joe Rogan interview.
Okay.
Adam was part of it. We both spoke to Joe, and that was fun. So go listen to that. It's called the Five Rounds Podcast.
Check it out. ESPN.com, the MMA section, and coveringthecage.com. We'll see you next week.
MMA Insider Show.